Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're looking again in our Bible at the book of John, chapter number 14, and verse number 16, and verse number 17. And we're continuing our study on the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. In verse number 16, Jesus said to the disciples, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." On the broadcast yesterday, I spent the entire time just introducing us to the person of the Holy Spirit. I do not know how many days our study will last, but before it's over, we want to study both the person of the Holy Spirit and then the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And my prayer is that God will open our eyes to His Word, open His Word to our hearts, and we'll see and understand the truth about this important person in the Word of God. When we left the air on yesterday, I was talking to you about the fact that our God is one God, but is manifested in three different and distinct personalities. I said to you that He's manifested as God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. As a matter of fact, let me read one more time the second article of the Baptist faith concerning the true God. Here's what it said. "We believe that there is one God, and only one living and true God, an infinite, intelligent spirit, whose name is Jehovah, the maker and supreme ruler of heaven and earth, inexpressibly glorious in holiness, and worthy of all possible honor, confidence, and love, that in the unity of the Godhead there are three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, equal in every divine perfection, and executing distinct but harmonious offices in the great work of redemption." Now, again, I want to emphasize, I am not saying there are three gods. There is one God manifest in three different personalities. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't understand it. How am I to understand that there is one God manifest in three different personalities?" Well, can I simply say to you, look at yourself. You are one person, but you are manifest in three separate, distinct personalities. You are body, you are spirit, and you are soul. Now, you can see your body, but you cannot see your spirit, and you cannot see your soul. No, my friend, you see, your body gives you contact with earthly things. Your spirit gives you contact with spiritual things, and your soul gives you contact with other soul beings and even your own self. But in the matter of looking at the Trinity of our being, we realize with our body, we labor. With our heart, we love. With our mind, we learn. This may be a crude illustration, but let me give it to you anyway. If when I leave the broadcast today, my phone were to be ringing, and I picked up the phone, and someone on the other end of the line said, "Preacher, I'm sorry to inform you, but one of your loved ones has just been killed in a serious automobile accident." Now, you know what would happen? My heart would start grieving. My mind would start planning, and my body would get out of here and go where that loved one is. Now, which one of those are me? Is it me grieving? Is it me leaving? Or is it me making plans? All three are me. You see, my body cannot think. My mind cannot love. My heart cannot labor in the sense that my body does. All three of them have their distinct function to make me the creature that I am. So God chose to manifest himself in three distinct personalities to perform the functions that he intended to do in the great work of redemption. Now, all one has to do to understand the manifestation of God in three personalities is read the Word of God. What I want to do is to just read some passages of Scripture that reveal to us the Trinity of God. Notice, if you will, please, when our Lord was baptized in Matthew chapter number 3, verse 16 and 17. The Bible said, "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" Now, you do not have to be very intellectual to read those verses and discover that you have God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, coming up out of the water. Then you see the heavens open and the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And then there's a voice from heaven that said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So you have Christ in the water, the Holy Ghost descending, and then you have the Father speaking from heaven. All three persons are mentioned in the Great Commission, where our Lord said in Matthew 28, verse number 19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." When Peter preaches at Pentecost, two different occasions in that message, he mentions all three personalities of the Godhead. Let me read from Acts chapter 2, verse 31 through verse number 33. The Bible said, "He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus," there's the Son, "hath God," there's the Father, "raised up, whereof we are all witnesses." Then in verse 33, he said, "Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he," Jesus, "has shed forth this, which you now see and hear." Again in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 38 and 39, the Bible said, "Then Peter said unto them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.'" You remember in Acts chapter number 7, Stephen is being stoned to death. And the Bible said in verse number 55, "And he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and saith, 'Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God.'" And I do remind you, these are occurrences which took place after Christ had ascended into heaven. Peter said again in the book of Acts chapter 10, in verse number 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And then there are several times that Paul mentions all three together in the writings of the Apostle Paul. In Romans chapter 15, verse number 30, Paul said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." Again, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 14, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen." And then he said again in Galatians chapter 4, verse number 4 through 6, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God," there's the Father, "hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Again in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 18, the Bible said, "For through him," speaking of Christ, "we both have access by one Spirit," speaking of the Holy Spirit, "unto the Father." And then Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 2, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ." And then John in his first epistle, chapter 5, verse number 7, the Bible said, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one." So, friend, we see that in the Word of God, God is one God, manifest in three different personalities. He's God the Father, he's God the Son, and then he's God the Holy Spirit. Now, to some of you, you do not understand why I have taken the time to read all of these scriptures on the broadcast today. But I'm trying to establish in your heart something about the person of the Holy Spirit. Let me say before I leave today, the Holy Spirit is not an it. He is a person. He is God. He's no more God. He's no less God than God the Father or God the Son. So when we deal with the Spirit of God, we are dealing with God. Who is the Holy Spirit? He's not a figment of somebody's imagination. He's not just a force. He's not just some idea of some religious fanatic. No, my friend, he is God. No more God or less God than God the Father or God the Son. One God manifest in three distinct personalities. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Let me encourage you that you pray for the Harvest Time broadcast. You know the situation that our economy is in. And this radio ministry is sustained by the offerings of the people. We're broadcasting over 80 times a day, and we depend upon you, the listener. Let me encourage you, pray for the broadcast, and then write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And then join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
Oh, do not wait. It's growing.